Our guest on Tiger Talk tonight, Tigers manager Ed Noddle. Well, Ed, this is it. Are you where you wanted to be now at two games back of Spokane?
I think we're at the best place we can be. I would like to have been closer. I don't know if people realize how much two games are to make up with this short amount of time remaining, but we're certainly better off than we were a month ago. We're better off than actually probably our wildest dreams pertain to how they were playing. They were playing where it looked like we just couldn't possibly make up the ground, and we came back and played very well, and we're at the best spot I think we probably could be at when I look at everything in general.
You know, when you came off that great road trip, that 8-3 trip, you went into kind of a nosedive. That was almost predictable in a way, wasn't it?
Well, I think it's hard to make. We were going into that road trip at just at the end of switching people again and things of that nature, and I thought they really showed what they were made of in that road trip. The fact that we came back and lost three or four games is more a question of some bats cooling off for a little bit and things of that nature. I don't think it was a question of being up or being down. We've been more or less of a streak team. I hope, fortunately, more streakish winning. But we have been a streak team. I think that's the way we've been all year. Actually, if you look back at last year, it's the way we were last year. I don't think it's a question of being up or down. I do think it's we've got some people that aren't your day in and day out 1-for-3 kind of hitters. They might hit 320, but they do it and they go 4-for-5 or they go 0-for-5, and they're free swingers, and that's the kind of club we have. But I think that coming back off that real good trip had a tendency to kill some people's thoughts as far as our chances. But when you looked at the numbers, you know, an 8-3, you can't maintain that forever in this league with the kind of talent that we have.
You come over here now to play four ball games. Do you have any set objective as to what you want to do in these four games?
Well, I want to win four. I think that the important thing is in getting to two is that we could come here. You know, you look ahead, you never know what's going to happen. They could win four, we could win four. But we right now conceivably could split with these people and still have a chance of winning the second half. I was really concerned in talking to Stan three or four days ago, we were talking before ball game. I told Stan, I hate like heck to come over and have a big series. I think this is great for players to learn things from, and it's a good experience for me and for everybody. I would hate to come over here and been 4-5 out, where if you lose the first couple games, you're almost dead until playoff time. Mm-hmm. Where now, we could go out and play fine ball games and lose 2-1, 2-1, and we're still in the hunt because we can come back and win a couple. If we split here, we still have a chance. If we take 3 out of 4 here, we certainly have an excellent chance from that point on because now they're coming to our territory.
Ed, a lot of people have been hurt, it seems, lately, but it seems now they're starting to come back. Assess the injury situation for us.
Well, right now, our only problem really is, well, we got two. We got Drumright, who certainly has been an asset to us when he's been available. It's been a very tough year for Drummy, going from one problem to another problem, and he's worked very hard at it. And Larry has done a tremendous job in keeping these people available at least part-time. But he is the only really major problem. I do have a problem with Kearney that you can't convince him that he has a problem, but he is banged up right now. Fortunately, Darryl Cias has showed us that he can come in and catch and win for us. So we're going to play Bobby as much as we can. He's a premier catcher in this league, in my estimation, and certainly one of our most valuable players. And we're going to catch him as long as we can. His hands are banged up. That's his biggest problem. But I think the biggest thing that it affects possibly is his hitting as far as potential power. You know, Bobby has capabilities of hitting the ball out of the park. But he has shown in the last few days that he can still go the opposite way and protect himself a little bit and still help us. Of course, behind the plate, you never know if he's hurt or not. He just does a great job every night. And that's about it for injuries. Our pitching staff's fine. We've got some small nagging things, but not anything that is going to be an issue in a ball game, I don't think. So we're about 100% other than drumming, and I think we're probably the best shape we've been as far as coming into a tough situation or a tough series.
That's a big boost, I think, for the ball club. First, just in the real sense of playing, and also in the mental end of things, getting Kelvin Moore back in the lineup now.
It really is, and it's mentally, I'm sure, a big help for him, knowing that it is just a problem that he had that's now being taken care of because of we were worried things might be a little bit more serious with Kelvin. So it's great, number one, for that. But number two, having Kelvin in your lineup means so much. A perfect example is when we lost him, Michael Davis was hitting about 370 in about a 3-week situation with Kelvin behind him because they give him more pitches to hit. You know, you're staying away, shying away from Kelvin with a long ball threat. All of a sudden, Kelvin wasn't there for about 5 days, and you can see how it's not that he becomes less of a hitter, but they become more of a pitcher. Now he's getting 3-2 sliders away instead of somebody not wanting to walk him and coming down the plate with a fastball or something. But I think he worked hard and handled that well, and some other people picked up the slack a little bit, but it's unestimable what Calvin Moore's value is to us when he's in the lineup, because they pitch differently to different people. There are more things done just knowing that he's in the on-deck circle or one away.
Ed, how do you think your ball club matches up with the Spokane team? They've had a great second half for sure. How do they compare, do you think?
I think when we play the way we're capable of playing, when you add our pitching staff to it, we can play easily with any team in this league. I think we're one of the top teams in the league easily. I do think that Spokane has a very strong club. They are a comparable club. They have some people who can pop. They have enough speed. I think a big plus for us is the way our bullpen has really come into its own in the last month or 6 weeks. I don't think it's just a question of, you know, they were weak before. It was maybe I didn't get a chance to use them as much. Maybe I didn't use them as much as I should.
Whatever.
But they have really done a job for us when we need it. It's a time of year where some of your starters are bound to get tired. We've got two or three starters that are going up to 180, 190 pitch now. We're going to be close to it. And that shows up in August. But I think it also shows up in our staff. And that's quite a compliment to Dave on the job that he's done with our staff. That they're out there not acting tired, not looking tired.
What?
Pitching. This is the time where people start pinching around the corners. They start nitpicking a little bit. They're going out and they're attacking hitters still. They might be a little bit tired than they were 2 months ago, but they're still attacking. And I think all in all, I would put our club right now with any club in the league. And that, I don't care what they feel about theirs, but I would put it ahead of anybody in the league, and I would put theirs and Salt Lake right behind us.
Ed, the Tigers know they're in the playoffs. That certainly has to be a strength, I would think, knowing you're in the playoffs. But do you try just to forget about that and just go out and worry about second half only, or do you kind of have it always in the back of your mind all the time?
For myself, personally, since we started the second half, I have not, for one minute, made any plans or given any thought to that's playoffs, and that's a good truth. I've never talked to any of my players pertaining to playoff situations. I've never talked to any of my coaches pertaining to any playoff situations up to this minute. I have not gotten that feeling back from the players. I have one word about the playoffs since we were 2-8. We were a little disappointed the way we started. I think it's been a complicated thing from our side of it, staff-wise, and the team. I have, until it's been brought up to me a couple times by yourself or by other media people or whatever, and that's the only time I've heard playoffs mentioned in the second half, and that's the truth.
Down to 13. It should be a great finish. Good luck in the stretch run.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think it's great that we end up like this. We couldn't have written a script any better. I'm just waiting for games to get started.
Ed Noddle, our guest tonight on
Talk.
Field wall, and that ball was as close as could be to getting out without getting out. The Tigers, though, have a runner at second. Row one out. Well, I tell you, Tony has done that, jumped on that first shot. And if a pitcher is trying to just get the first ball game over, chances are Tony Phillips. He was cut down trying to steal his first time on the bases when Nairn called for a pitch out. Eaton sends a toss to first, driving the runner back. Tigers have stolen one base, had one man caught stealing so far. Outfield, playing Bell slightly to pull, except in right, where the right fielder's toward the line. Next pitch, fouled back. Pitch in on Kevin. 0-2 on number 11 of the Tigers, Kevin Bell.